Good evening. The City Council Public Safety Committee is coming to order at 6:17. The first order of business is acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting on December 12th. Do we have a motion?
Move to accept.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next is PCR 1-23 Consent Calendar Claims for Alphonse Calisi.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry, sir.
Yes.
If the committee would indulge, if it'd be in order for a technical amendment to amend the agenda from PCR 1-23 to PCR 4-23. It was properly noticed on the corresponding agenda, but a typo on the claims calendar itself.
Okay, that should be so. Should we PCR 4-23? Okay. Any questions from the committees on this claim? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Do we have a motion?
Move to approve in the amount of $286.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item is acceptance of minutes. Yep. From the same date. No, we don't have. No, no minutes on that one. My mistake. The resolution 2420. All right. Solicitor, are we right with the PCR 24-23 there for the resolution relative? I'm sorry. My bad. PCR 5-23. Good. Thank you. Thanks for the answer. Resolution relative to traffic studies. Any questions from the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Public Safety Committee ends at 6:19.
Thank you. Thank you for running to get that.
The next committee to meet is the Intergovernmental Committee, which can meet at 6:20.
It is now 6:21, and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on December 5th, 2022. Do I hear a motion?
Have a motion to accept the minutes.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The first item on the agenda is PCR 1-23, Resolution Adoption of Council Rules of Procedure for 2023-2024. Okay. I just want to let it be known, my preference is to not have any amendments in committee. I'm going to refer this to the full council. And we can, I would prefer amendments to be made then. Do I have any comments from the committee?
I'm sorry.
Any comments from the council?
President.
Council President.
Thank you very much. So this item we take up every 2 years. It's the rules for the councils. There's just a few changes here. I do want to highlight one of them, which we've been contacted about in the past. This is under Rule 41. This talks about when once a month you come up to the residents can come up to the microphone and speak directly to the entire city council. So the proposed changes would to extend the time from 15 minutes to 30 minutes. And we'd also have a set time of 5 minutes per resident. So one of the issues that has come up is I think one time in the past 2 years, there was a number of individuals assigned up at the same meeting. Time was shortened for the 15 minutes was divided up. They were only allowed about 1 minute and a half to speak about that. So we want to be able to give residents that they know when they come before, if they want to speak under Rule 41, they will have 5 minutes. So you have time to plan your comments. You will have 5 minutes. If more than six people sign up, we will then divide it up. And so that's the big change here. We want to be more accommodating. Rule 41 has been in place for a long time. I want to commend the people who, the council that put this in place more than 10 years ago. Councilman Lattice is saying it's been there since he's been there. So a long time. But, you know, we do think there's time for change. It's good for people to understand that they come in and they will have, they know that they will have a set number of minutes where they can present to the council. Now, Rule 41 sometimes gets confused with other parts where members of the public are able to speak. This rule, this 30 minutes rule, is only for Rule 41, and this is when individuals can talk about any issue. During regular council meetings, during committees, each and every resident has an opportunity to speak on every single topic that comes before the city council, and that is a 10 minutes per person maximum to speak on an issue. So just as we went through the finance committee and the public safety committee, we say, are there any questions for members of the council, any questions for members of the public? Every opportunity, there is no vote taken without public comment. Rule 41 is an additional opportunity for residents speak to be able to speak to the entire council. And again, I commend our colleagues that passed this a long time ago. This is very unique. You can't go to Congress and have the entire Congress sit and have members of the public speak to the entire board. You can't do that at the State House. You can't do that at most at city councils across the state. So this is a unique opportunity. I look forward to hearing my colleagues' thoughts on this, but this is my proposal to extend the time to 30 minutes, to allow residents 5 minutes, so you know coming in how much time you have to present, so it doesn't go from, you know, all of a sudden you only have 1 minute when you really need the 5 minutes, you'll have your 5 minutes. So that is the proposal. That's the biggest change within the council rules here this evening. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any other comments from the council? Councilman Lattice.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So as you'll all recall, it was probably 2 months ago, I had docketed an item with respect to Rule 41 for proposed changes. At that time, the council president had asked me to hold on that until we did all the council rules at one time. And that was fine. I submitted a list of proposed changes to the solicitor, the council solicitor, probably a month or so ago. We had reviewed and discussed those items. And the point I'm making is, in addition to amendments that I'm going to propose to Rule 41, I also have several other amendments that I'm going to be proposing on the entire item. And I'm going to be requesting that each item or each amendment I propose be discussed individually and voted on individually, as opposed to all of them just lumped into one basket and voted collectively. So that's what I'm requesting. Now, I think that what you're looking to do is move this to the floor. My question would be, as long as if that's the case, we're moving it to the floor, I'm going to assume that the members of the public are all going to have an opportunity, those of whomever chooses, to weigh in and comment on this, the same as they would if this were discussed in committee. I just want to have that clarified.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're asking. As far as voting on them individually. It would be my preference that they will all be voted on individually. Obviously, the solicitor can make a decision if someone asks for it. But my preference would be to vote on them individually. Okay.
Which is what I'm asking, Chairman.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions?
The answer to my other question, that if you move this to the floor with whatever action you're going to propose, that the members of the public are going to have the same opportunity to weigh in on the current language or any additional amendments that I certainly am going to be proposing, the same as they would if you heard it here in committee.
Well, what it will be is any members of the public, after the council is done speaking,
yes,
they can have their turn at the microphone. Okay. Any other questions from the council?
I want to clarify. The members of the public are going to be able to speak now in committee, and then the committee will make a recommendation and will come to the full council.
Yes. Are there any questions from the public?
Wait a minute.
Excuse me. One second. Councilman Gebhardt?
I just, in the interest of having ample time to think about and consider anything else that'll be on the table tonight, I think it'd be helpful if Councilman Lattiser enumerated the changes that he was thinking about, even if we don't propose an amendment right now, such that we could chew it over for a bit until such point when it's raised to the floor.
Councilman Lattiser.
Mr. Chairman, I was assuming that if you're going to hear this in committee, it'll be discussed amongst the members of the committee. From there, members of the council will have their opportunities to weigh in on it with any proposed amendments. As I've indicated, I have some. And after that has been done by whomever on the council wants to speak to it, then it'll be referred to the public for comment. That's what I'm understanding is going to be the procedure, just like it is any other time.
Correct.
Okay.
So one suggestion, because we do need to have a set of rules in place. I don't know the scope of your proposed changes, Councilman, but it sounds like at a minimum there's more than one, probably several. And rather than, I don't want to repeat what we did with the short-term rentals, where we endeavor to see if we can make everything work, and then after hours and hours realize it would be a good idea if instead we waited, had time to review everything, and then had the meeting for it. So my suggestion would be to vote on what's before us so that we get rules in place, because we have to. But then, Councilman Lattiser, I believe you said it's already docketed anyway, so it could be before us as soon as the next meeting, I assume.
No, I totally object to that, Councilman. I totally object to being forced to vote on a document now where I've already indicated I have several amendments. As an elected official, I want my opportunity to present those amendments to the floor and request discussion on each, request a vote on each, and then we vote on this package as amended. To suggest that I should just accept this in its current form and vote on it, or that we pass
it. Mr. Chairman. We're on committee at this time. The chairman will decide. Council members, with all due respect, if you're not on the committee, you cannot make any amendments at this time. You're not on the committee. Only committee members can make amendments at this time.
Okay.
So what we are suggesting is we hear from the members of the public. They let us know of their thoughts and concerns on these rule changes. Then the committee will make a recommendation to the full council. It will then come to the full council, where then every member of the city council can then make any amendments that they would like. But committees is where this is right now. Only committee members can make amendments at this time.
But the full council will have an opportunity after the committee does
whatever. Just like everything else. They will make a recommendation. It's only a recommendation. It will come to the full council, and then every council member can make amendments.
So, Mr. President, you don't want any members of the council to propose any amendments to the committee to be made in the committee. You want them to be made on the full floor.
That is the chairman's preference. Again, the chairman it will make that recommendation, but I just wanted to lay out the process. So we are in committee right now. The only members of the city council that can make amendments at this time are members of this committee, but they can make a recommendation to the full council, and then at the full council, any council member can make amendments. So that is the proper time for non-committee members to make amendments.
And Councilman, please, I apologize if you interpreted what I said as attempting to dissuade you from suggested amendments at all. You know I love rules, so I have no problem with the concept of more or changing them. Simply was trying to propose something that's, in theory, helpful for you as well. Obviously, if that's not your preference, then don't do it.
Any other questions from the council? Okay. Any questions from the public?
So I find it particularly disturbing when the chairman of this committee makes the first statement that he doesn't want to entertain any amendments. And I think that's ridiculous, because if the councilman wants to make an amendment and it's discussed and there's an issue that's been brought up that none of the general public is aware of, we should be able to comment on that. So you should be able to revisit this. The general public should be revisiting this. But, you know, this again, since the councilman president talked about Rule 41, I'm assuming we're only speaking about Rule 41 right now, not the rest of the rules and the rest of the changes. Is that correct? The whole package. Just jam it right in, right? So we don't have an opportunity to speak. You're very good at that, Mr. McAllister. So this is another ruse, okay? Because in the past, it's been 15-minute open mic. So if two people show up, you get 7.5 minutes. If one person shows up, you get 15 minutes. So you're trying to make it look like you're accommodating people when you're really not. And you've been very good at that, Mr. McAllister, and you've attacked me several times with that. And the last meeting, there were two people signed up, except there was only one person in the council chambers, one, me. And I asked you respectfully, could you do a roll call to see if anyone else is here? And you refused to do it. Then you
were so... comments on the...
This is specifically about it. And I'm addressing you because you're the individual that has numerous times attempted to limit my First Amendment right.
So we're going to have decorum here. You can speak on the council rules.
Yeah, that's what I'm speaking on, Rule 41, in case you didn't hear. And on Rule 41, you have gone to extreme lengths to stop myself and other people from speaking. It's not going to happen again. You do it the next time, we're going to slap a lawsuit on you. The last time we did this, there was no one else in the council chamber. You limited my speech. And then you weren't even smart enough to call the second person who you said was on the agenda.
I'm not going to listen to your insults. If you have any questions or comments,
stop interrupting me. This is make you learn something.
Excuse me, sir.
You make it very clear that you're not as smart as the general public.
I'm going to give you one more chance, and then you're going to have to move on. Go ahead and speak.
Stop interrupting me. You're using my time. This is what you're doing. So now you're saying to everybody, oh, we're going to give you 30 minutes, but you can only have a maximum of 5 minutes. Well, there's items that take longer than 5 minutes. So that's ridiculous. And all you're trying to do is limit. There's very few times where six people are here to ask questions or to make comments on public at Rule 41. Very, very seldom does that happen. All this is once again, you trying to limit the general public. What are you afraid of? Okay? That's what you're trying to do. Limit the general public from speaking on issues that are relevant to them. That's what you've been trying to do for a long time, Mr. McAllister. And it's really clear, because usually what happens is people from the general public come here on subject matter that you're not well versed on. So that's what you want to do. Limit the discourse. Another thing that's bothersome, people that have been coming here know how to speak. We know what the time limit is. If there's two people and there's 15 minutes divided by two, we know. We don't need the clerk to keep interrupting. 2 minutes left, 1 minute left, 30 seconds.
Please do not direct any comments to city employees.
I'm directing them to you. We do not need the city clerk to keep telling us the time. We all have watches, and maybe you should do something like we do in the 21st century. Put a digital stopwatch there so people know. First of all, when you do that, you interrupt the person's train of thought. Number two, it's ignorant, and it's socially unacceptable.
Sir, do you have anything on the comments?
How many times do you want to interrupt me, Steve? Huh? I'm talking about Rule 41. Did you not gather that? That's wrong. This limiting to 5 minutes is just, you just don't want people to come here and speak. In addition, Rule 20, when we have to get up here and we got to speak on committee issues, if I make a comment and then you filibuster and you go on and on with your diatribe, that shouldn't be taken away from my time. I'm going to stop my stopwatch. That's the rule states that the general public can speak for 10 minutes. So if I ask a question and you're answering, you're going around the table, you're not eating up my time. That needs to be clarified in Rule 20 because it's not clarified. And all that is another attempt to limit people. And you guys have done it. You get up here and you filibuster just to shut us up. And then you say, oh, time's up. 1 minute, 30 seconds. I mean, do you guys actually go home and watch the council meetings and see how ignorant you comport yourself?
Again, no insults. Just tell us your thoughts on this.
I'm telling you, the way you comport yourself.
We're not going to be insulted, sir. This is your last opportunity.
Sir, this is my First Amendment right. If I want to insult you, I'll insult you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Just try to watch
my mouth. We'll request a 5-minute recess, please.
I'm not done. Also, what's the matter, Steve? You're
going to
cower away? Because you don't want to hear it? Another situation. Oh, the coward's going to walk away. You're going to interrupt my First Amendment right again, Mr. McAllister.
Welcome back, everyone. We are in the Intergovernmental Committee. I just want to, again, we are a body that's governed by the rules, and per our rules, the president shall enforce decorum. I respectfully remind people that the rules require speakers to confine their remarks to the questions under debate and shall avoid making personal attacks on others. So this is, again, the last time that I'm going to ask if no more personal attacks, or we're going to have to end your time and ask you to leave the meeting this evening. So, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, now we'll continue.
So let me sum up. Rule 41, the points that I've tried to make, is the 30-minute extension is fine, but then on the other end, you're limiting the person to 5 minutes. So if only one person shows up, it's 5 minutes. Again, all this is you're again chipping away at our ability to speak and address the council. That's wrong. It's happened to me several times. I take offense to when my personal rights are hindered. On Rule 20, the 10-minute time limit, when we get up often is the time we start to speak. Another member of the committee will start to talk, and they'll be consuming our time. The rule is specific. Rule 20, it says it's the individual's ability to speak for 10 minutes. So if someone else is speaking, it shouldn't be counted against us and have us run off. Also, pertaining to the rules, one amendment that should be in the city budget is that once a month, there should be some comment where the City Council Finance Committee discusses the current fiscal deficit. If we have a structural deficit, which we do know that we have, some people saying it's $14.8 million by the budget documents. The administration is saying it's $7 million. Finance director doesn't know what it is. We've asked. Several members of the council have asked. We need to be able to have that discussion. Every month, this council should incorporate some rule where there's 5 minutes or 10 minutes to discuss the current budget. If there's revenue to offset that deficit, what the deficit is and what the projection of the deficit. Let me close by saying this. I have come here as a gentleman to discuss issues on Rule 41 numerous times. I've been victimized by being short-circuited, cut off, interrupted repeatedly, even during Rule 41 when it says the council members can't speak. I think that the council really needs to revisit what a taxpayer's First Amendment right consists of and not trample upon it, because it's happened repeatedly. And it happened to me last month, and I respectfully asked this council, when the council president calls the next person, there was no next person, but you still shut me down. That was wrong, and that was a violation of my First Amendment right. Please don't let it happen again to me or to anybody else. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, Cindy Wilson. So I found that interesting. You guys took a 5-minute break, which was way more than five. And again, it's just total disregard for our time. But I see why. You know, from where we sit, the public, you say one thing. We really care what you want. We're here to hear you. We want you to be happy. We want work to be great. But you don't do things that back that up. You don't mean what you say and say what you mean. You say you want to fix things. How are you going to fix things when you limit people to time off, you know? And saying that you said, oh, everybody will have 5 minutes, that's not true. If there's more than six people, everybody won't have 5 minutes. So all you got to do is get some shills up here, writing their names down, and then we'll just be, again, shut down. So I think you guys should all realize that we're kind of on to you. You don't allow us to talk. You set minutes. And I find it interesting that you compare this to Congress. And I was listening to Congress all day. And it's, sometimes you guys do sound like Congress because some of it was pretty interesting. And then you compared it to state. This is city council. You're not Congress. You're not. And that was kind of amazing. And I'm curious, you said most city councils aren't even allowed to talk. Do you have the facts on that? Have you done, you know, all the cities? And because I didn't know that to be true. In fact, I just saw that Providence replaced 7 of their 15 council members, including the president. Probably wasn't because they were happy. So I don't think you're honest when you say, I don't think you know, I don't think you're being dishonest on purpose. I think like everything else, you just don't have any idea what you're talking about. But I would like to know if you know how many cities don't allow the constituents to talk. What would be the point of a city council meeting and the public if they weren't allowed to talk? Is that true? Cat got your tongue? You don't know. I didn't think so.
Mr. Chairman, would you like me to respond?
Okay.
No, he doesn't know either.
No, you're right, Mr. Chairman. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Next.
Good evening. Barry Cook. I'm the president of the Warwick Taxpayers Association and a 20-year resident of the city of Warwick. I'm a previous city council member quite a few years ago, but I served on East Providence City Council, and I know how important public comment is. I understand that you want to have an orderly meeting. You don't want it to get out of hand. I've been through that. That was in the 70s. This is the 2020s. But that still remains the same. Orderly meetings allow public comment, create an opportunity for more public participation. I think that was one of the goals that, I won't call you Steve, I'll call you Mr. McAllister, because we're not that friendly that I can call you Steve, but I'll call you Mr. McAllister. And I think that's something that you said this evening, and I think I read something either on Facebook or in one of your posts in perhaps the Warwick Beacon, that one of the things you wanted to do was create more opportunity for the public to be heard. So, in speaking about Rule 41, I had suggested to Mr. McAllister, I also had suggested to Councilman Lattisaw, I'm not certain about Mr. Gebhardt if he was at our meeting when I did it, but at one of our Warwick Taxpayers Association's meeting, I had proposed that the City Council consider 60 minutes, not 15, not 30, but 60 minutes, where each person would be allowed a maximum of 5 minutes. So assuming a perfect situation, That would allow for 12 people to be heard. Now, that's a perfect situation. But I strongly suggest that the 30 minutes should be 60 minutes. I strongly suggest, as I said again, each person be allocated a maximum of 5 minutes. I would also like to see an opportunity where, if there's time remaining and other people would like to be heard, and they've already been heard, I would like to see that time be reallocated. So if I speak now and sit down, something comes up that I've just heard and I want to speak, I'd like to be assured that even though I already had my first opportunity, that the remaining time left could be reallocated to people like me with a follow-up point of view or a follow-up question. So in essence, I would like to see a 60-minute rule, 5 minutes maximum per person. That allows 12 people under a perfect situation. Any unused time, I'd like to see it reallocated so somebody else could speak. Or as an example, better example, shared time. If I have a 5 minute or a 10 minute period of time to speak, in this particular case, we're speaking about 5 minutes, and I'm done in 2.5 minutes, I think it's only fair that my remaining 2.5 minutes be allocated to somebody else. Now, I understand this isn't the East Providence City Council. I understand that. But I'm going back on my experience. That's what we did then. I'm suggesting it now. On Rule 20, I want to just follow up where Bob Cody left off. And I understand 10 minutes, that perhaps is adequate. But I think it's important to note, as Bob Cody had mentioned, Bob Cushion has mentioned it to me, others have mentioned it to me, that the 10 minutes per person should be their time. So if I ask a question and it takes 5 minutes to get me an answer, I shouldn't lose that 5 minutes. That clock should stop, and I should pick up after I receive my answer. So I would suggest that in the rules that that be considered so that I get my full 10 minutes. Okay, then I just wanted to speak about, and I think Bob Cody touched on it, but I want to talk about it as well. He's speaking about the structural deficit that we have in our budget. I don't know what the right number is, 14 million, 7, 8 million, I don't know. But one of the things that the Warwick Taxpayers Association, along with Mr. Cody, along with Mr. Cushman, who are both members of the group, we'd like to see in the council rules where the Finance Committee addresses the subject of the structural deficit. So that as long as we have a structural deficit, it would be a part of our rules that the Finance Committee must address it. So, in the event that we're not certain about the number, 14.8 million, 7 million, it would be important for the citizens to know that the 14.8 million was reduced to 7.8 million because we sold 5 schools. We had a windfall. There was money confiscated through drug raids that came into our coffers. We'd like to know how the deficit's been, how has it been reduced? Or if there are new expenses that increase the deficit, we'd like to be able to know as part of the council rules under these conditions where there's a deficit, it will be addressed. One other thing that I wanted to comment going back, I guess, to either 41 or 20, but particularly, I guess, 41. I understand that the city council doesn't want to be here until the wee hours of the morning, so you're limiting the amount of time for public input. That's fine. But on the same token, under your rules, the council people will not respond to someone like me. Now, I represent 75 people in my association. Well, we hope to be up to 100 pretty soon. So putting that aside, though, we should be able to get responses to our propositions, proposals, or questions. When the council doesn't respond, that's not open government. That's not transparent government. That's not doing what you suggested, Mr. McAllister, creating a better opportunity for citizens to participate. So when we come up here and speak and you people remain silent, that is not good government. So I'd like to see in Rule 41, I'd like to see the council change that. I'd like the council to say, we will respond accordingly and then limit that time period. If I'm limited to 10 minutes, limit the council's response to 10. But for us to come here and you folks don't respond, that's a discouragement from participation. And it goes against, I only can speak to you, Mr. McAllister. You're the only one that I've communicated on this, and you're the only one that I know your feelings on. It goes against open government. So you know my feelings on 41, 60 minutes, 5 minutes per person, reallocate unused time. 20 minutes, pardon me, on rule 20, our 10 minutes should be our 10 minutes and shouldn't be cut in half because the council took 5 minutes to answer it or the study solicitor took five minutes to answer it. And you know my feelings about the deficit, budget deficit. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Tina Langell. I'm in Ward 5. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I've been watching these online. Thank you for that access and availability, because as a parent, it has been very difficult for me to find a way to come down and speak to these committees and to the councils, both because of the location, the distance from my home, the need for childcare, and the scheduling, which is right in the midst of bedtime and dinner for my children. But it seems to me that the intent of these amendments is to provide more opportunity for people to engage with you. And whilst I believe the time, 30 minutes, 5 minutes, is very important, I believe the means in which people are able to engage also needs to be addressed. And I would ask that you consider an option for folks who have childcare difficulties, physical difficulties, transportation challenges, work-related scheduling that prohibits them from attending these committees and these council meetings, providing an opportunity for them to engage via email or an online form on the website. Understanding that this time is precious and limited, and that one can, at this moment, email directly to the representative. Sometimes those communications are not always transmitted to the full council or committee. They're behind a gatekeeping individual who may have their own interests and may only be presenting those opinions and communications that support their own side and agendas. So I would ask for a neutral means to have comments read into public record, perhaps an email or a form that is sent directly to the clerk, and that any communications through this form are read into public record at the top or the end of public comment time. It's up to the committee and the council to decide limitations such as word count. The person should include their name and address, identify their ward. All of these are reasonable, but I think it would open up an opportunity for more individuals to engage, which I believe is the intent of expanding the time rather than allowing the same individuals to continue to monopolize more time. So that would be my request, is that some form of digital remote participation in public comment be made available for the people. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments from the public? Hearing none, I will make a motion to move this to the full council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
It is now 7:11, and the Intergovernmental Committee has adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At this time, I'd like to pause the committees and start the full council meeting. Thank you.